sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I am also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm okay, but I'm not in Vegas, so I'm mad.
Yeah, so right now, if you do hear a lot of background noises, I am in Las Vegas right now, setting up for the NAB show, which is the National Associated Broadcast show, and... You know, this is the only way I can record while setting up, so I'm doubling work here. And then Sarah's back at home. We miss
yes.
you, though.
I miss you, too.
Yes.
And, of course, we record and stream live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Come and join us every Friday. This is an interactive show, so we are... looking at the chat, taking in your comments. Not Your Player 2 can be found on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. So be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read it on the show, good or bad.
We want to read them, so send them to us, please.
Coming up later on the show, did you fall for any April Fool's jokes this year? And what exactly defines real gamers? But first, as always, we got your latest gaming news. So, the royalty, Prince Harry, yes, Prince Harry, spoke at an event at West London YMCA, and he said that the game Fortnite shouldn't be allowed in households because he called it that it was addictive and calling it irresponsible. He also said that social media can be more addictive than drugs and alcohol. What do you think of that? Like, really?
I mean, the reason I find it funny is because, like, that's pretty much what he said. Literally, the quote is, that game, meaning Fortnite, shouldn't be allowed. Where's the benefit of having it in your household? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of the computer for as long as possible. It's so irresponsible. And, I mean,
what?
we've talked about, you know, the issues of gaming addiction. We've talked about even how Fortnite's really taken the world by a storm.
Right, exactly.
Banning it is, like, it's obvious. It's just very extreme, obviously, and I think it was meant to be extreme. We can talk, you know, there's lots of conversations about why, you know, kids might be addicted to it, or even why husbands are getting addicted to it to the point that their wives are divorcing them. But addiction is such a...
Hold on a second. You said husbands are addicted. Why can't wives be addicted to it, too?
Oh, no. I'm just...
No, I totally get it.
It's accurate. It's just that in the UK, there was a... seemingly larger percentage than I was comfortable with of wives divorcing their husbands because of Fortnite. So that's why I mentioned that. But no, it's very true. And it can be wives to husbands and anything like that. But the word addiction is thrown around so carelessly these days. That's the problem. It's a real, not just a mental health, but a physical health condition. And so throwing it around like that is also irresponsible, Prince Harry. But yeah, it's just...
Take a hit on royalty like that.
We've heard this before. He also talked about that social media can be seen as more addictive than drugs and alcohol. There's been research talking about that, but the problem is whenever you talk about any of those kinds of addictions, it's always about what's okay with society.
Yeah.
Coffee, for instance, is considered a drug, but in some people you could say are addicted to it, as in they get withdrawals when they don't have it, but we're okay with it. So it's just being extreme. Yeah, he's just being extreme, and it's just kind of eye-rolly.
Maybe because he's jealous because he doesn't have time to play Fortnite.
Maybe.
Because that's going on to our next gaming news. Due to Fortnite and PUBG, the gaming market was pushed to a record high for the UK. So the gaming market in UK is said to be worth over £5.7 billion. So that's a lot of money that's coming into the UK just from gaming. So Prince Harry, hello?
Tell the economists in the UK, which, listen, they're hurting for money right now and will be very soon when Brexit comes about. So you're going to want that gamey market to go through.
Definitely. So we've been hearing a lot lately from the University of California of Irvine, UCI. So it just means that my girl, Kathy Chang, and Mark Deep are killing it there. Recently, they just announced that Hyper Ice is going to be the first health and wellness esports scholarship there. So bravo to them. So if you don't know what Hyper Ice is, they do, you know, the whole physical therapy with the hands, and the fingers, and stamina, hand-eye coordination. So what do you think of that?
I think it's awesome. I mean, anything that really incorporates some of the health stuff, I always think is important, and pretty much anything. But in esports, you know, it is a burgeoning sports field, and it took so long for, you know, normal physical sports to really catch on board with anything health-wise. So I'm really glad. I've really heard a lot more about with esports, so they're really catching. We're really catching up with this a lot earlier. So mental health definitely needs to be next, especially with that's a different issue. But
that's a different issue. But I think it's part of it because it says health and awareness and wellness. So
yes. So it's definitely good news. I have nothing upset about this at all.
Exactly. So April 3rd, we were going to get more news about Borderlands 3. Of course, I'm super excited. So they did announce that Borderlands release date will be September 13th of this year. It will also be exclusive on PC at the Epic Games Store for 6 months. Now, there has been a big uproar about using Epic Games Launcher. Do you know anything about Epic Games Launcher?
I haven't used it myself. I know the main big draw of it is, of course, they're trying to get more and more, you know, their games through it. And, of course, their main draw is they say that they take less of a cut from, like, indie developers and stuff like that. The only other thing I've heard is when it kind of was starting to launch, it just didn't have a good support system, especially, like, in their kind of message board section, like Steam has.
Right.
I haven't used it. It's, Epic Games Store at on all fronts, like, makes me unsure because, on the one hand, I think Steam desperately needed some competition. On another hand, I don't like the fact that there's just, I have to kind of make a billion different accounts to get all my PC games.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. I hate the whole signing in, signing off. Go sign into another part. I've asked a couple of friends, you know, what's the difference between Epic Games and the Steam app. So they said Epic Games does have some kind of weird security measure, like they've constantly had someone try to hack into their account so they get that email right away. So that's one reason why they don't like that as well. You never know. But I know there's some people that are still going to buy it regardless, like Lloyd in the chat, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. It's totally hype, still going to buy it regardless.
Yeah.
So just let us know how that works. Persona 5 took the gaming world by storm with its critical reviews, and now people are waiting for anticipation in this new version to be released called Persona 5 Royale. Or is it Royal?
I think it's Royal. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah, so Atlas only reported that news will be shared later on this month, April 25th, along with a teaser trailer of a potential new female character. Now, Sarah.
Oh, God.
If you don't follow us on Twitter, Sarah's been on a little rant about the female characters on Persona. So tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, I'm going to try to give spark notes of this. So the thing is that I haven't, like, completely, like, finished a Persona game myself. I will admit, they're very long games. I tried playing Persona 1, which is not like any of the modern Persona games back when they re-released it. It's a very different kind of RPG. Cool, but, like, it just, the problem is that it has a lot of old-time JRPG issues with the random battle mechanics,
right.
So it kind of was hard to really get into it. My brother and I played Persona 4 Golden together, and I had a friend who got really into Persona 3 when they redid it. So here's the thing. If you guys haven't played Persona games, the modern ones at least,
basic
storyline is you play as a character. There's usually some weird, like, supernatural mystery that's kind of involved, and your characters are special because they can unlock things called personas, which is a very, like, the older games had a very psychological thing behind it, but basically they're just kind of like summons within yourself kind of thing to fight evil battles with supernatural things. And the stories are all very, very different, very loosely connected, if at all. And but part of the reason they got so popular was because from Persona 3 onward, you would play as a character, there was a social aspect to it. You kind of had to hang out with your friends. And it took, the reason the games are so long is because it takes the span of an entire Japanese school year.
Oh, no.
And so, every day, you're playing a day. And so you kind of, a lot of the kind of visual novels some people might play, you kind of have to plan your day, who you're going to hang out with, where you're going to do battles, leveling up, and all that kind of stuff. And you hang out to people, you raise your social levels, they get more powerful because power of friendship. But there's also romance parts. You can choose one girl, and the reason I say one girl is because the characters that you as the player play are always male characters.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that a couple of things. One, they one time had it that you could play a female character, which was Persona 3. And it was basically they made a port, I think it was for the PSP, and they had that you could play as a female character, and the female character could romance any of the male characters, some of the male characters. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. The main problem, of course, is you got none of the cutscenes, because all of the cutscenes that were made originally starred the male character, so they didn't redo any of them.
Oh.
So, and also the main problem is that the game originally, Persona 3, was really set up with the male characters to not really have romanceable options, and so when they tried to, it was kind of shoehorned in, because really there was only one male character that made sense to have the romance option in Persona 3. The other one, spoiler alert, gets into a coma halfway through, and if you want to romance him, you better romance him quick, because otherwise he'll die at the end.
Oh no.
And the other character, I am not kidding, is 10 years old, so the whole point of your romance is the fact that he's young, but you guys will figure it out anyway. No joke. And the other male character in the game, there was a lot of anger because he probably should have been a romance option because he was the BFF of the male character, but they scrapped it because there was a whole romance line of him being in love with a different person. So it's just it was there, but it was kind of shoddily done, unfortunately.
So it's a bad drama, basically.
Persona 4 didn't have one. Even though they did Persona 4 Golden, they just added an extra female character you could romance, no joke. And now we have Persona 5. And the reason I get angry is because the creator of the Persona series has gone on an interview, because people asked him, playing a female character. And I don't know what he said about Persona 3. I think that I think there was some mention that it didn't go over too well or something, which, gee, I wonder why. But he didn't want to make a precedent. He basically went on to say, I cannot imagine the story of Persona 4 being able to be led by a female protagonist.
What? He said that?
Literally made no sense. So, and the reason it doesn't make any sense. If you know the Persona 4 story, it doesn't make sense. And the reason it upsets me is I don't have to have an option of playing a girl or a boy in every game. I don't have to have that option. But
right.
The problem is that all of the characters that are the player that you play in the Persona games are very... they're very bland. Your male protagonist is just meant... it's like Link in the earlier games. He has a voice, but, you kind of choose how he talks. But otherwise, it's almost a joke that he's just super bland.
Because
meant to be, infuse your character into him. To the point that if you watch the Persona 4 anime series, they make a joke about it because the guy who voices him basically makes him sound super bland, but it's super funny because he's saying ridiculous things while being, super straight, monotone voice. So, he's just this monotone... and it's meant to be that, all the girls love him, even though, he's just the cool guy and he's super quiet. So... how on earth can you not have a male playable character then?
Right.
Because in my opinion, if you're going to have a game where you have a character that makes choices and otherwise is meant to be a self-infusion of yourself, you should be able to have some choice of that character, such as gender and, in my opinion, sexuality. But... if you have a game where it's a very strong protagonist, then that's fine. I don't mind playing strong protagonists with a specified gender and a specified, name and a specified history. That's perfectly fine. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have the super bland infuse your decisions into a character and then say he can only be male because that's my vision.
That Sarah's really ranting off right now?
It just makes me angry, and it just because I want to really get into the Persona series, but I feel mentally blocked in some way because of this mindset.
Okay,
and it's just,
I haven't played any Persona games. So if I were to play a game from the Persona series, which game should I start with? Because it sounds like you're still a big fan, but
Yeah, I would say, so if you are looking for, like, if you're interested in starting in a spot where, like, you're interested in, like, kind of where the Persona series really, like, took off in a lot of the, what do you call, like, the culture, you know, like what people knew it as, 3 would be the one where, like, you would understand all the memes, basically, because it has the, because that's where it kind of got it off the ground. And so if you ever hear people say, like, oh, you know, use, like, this kind of imagery, because that's where it started, 3, if you're looking for, like, better gameplay and a tighter story, start with 4.
Okay. Golden. Okay, Golden. I'll get into it, and then I can rant with you.
Basically, here's my thing. Like, so the reason this Persona 5 makes me nervous is because all we know is this random character who's a new female character. Now, what we don't know is she just a new random character add-in, like Persona 4 Golden did, or is she
an actual
female protagonist?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and here's my promise to you, Atlas. I have, just for my own personal morals, have not bought Persona 5 with my own money, just because this made me so mad. If it is announced on April 25th that this female character is a playable protagonist of the game with her own, you know, options, even if they're like, shoot, you know, we don't want to add romance options, she can only romance girls, I will buy it today. That is my promise to you, Atlas.
Okay.
I will stream it even. All right, that's it.
You're good. You're good. Okay, cool. Okay. Next up on the news, Tyler Barris pled guilty last November to charges of making hoax calls, most commonly known as swatting, particularly to one tragic case where his swatting call resulted in police fatally shooting an unarmed man. Barris has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, and let me say, I am happy that's been done. It's needed to be done. Swatting's been very serious for a long time, and in this case, someone was actually shot dead.
And even worse in this case. Basically, long story short, person A was mad at person B online. Person B gave person A a fake address. Person A went to Tyler Barris, who is known for making these kinds of hoax calls in general. And so Tyler Barris made a swatting call with the hoax address, the fake address.
Right.
So the person that the police shot was someone who was not even involved in the situation.
Yeah. So there needs to be some laws against swatting. We this is actually the first case where it's actually someone's been charged for swatting. So we do want to see more, you know, final laws and final rules against swatting, because this is just totally ridiculous. Coming up in a bit, what makes a real gamer? But up next, did you fall for any April Fool's jokes this month?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So we are in the new month of April, and you know what April 1st usually means is April Fool's Day. And there has been a lot of April Fool's jokes that went on social media that I even fell for some of them. I'm sure you've all seen it and saw it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There was a lot. So I want to start off the one that I actually did fall for, and it was like the night before, because you know how Japan's usually ahead, but the one thing that I fell for was the Roomba Kirby robot vacuum, and that was available on ThinkGeek.com. They showed a Kirby, which they called it the Knowledge Interface Robot Buddy Yielder. So it's basically a Roomba with a Kirby on top, and it could actually, you know, emote different faces to see if the room is actually clean or not. And yeah, I fell for that, and I'm like, how much is this thing? And I want it. And it was like $299.99, and I'm like, and I'm reading it through the description, I'm like, oh, I forgot today's April Fool's Day.
That's so sad. I want this to be real.
I know. I want it to be real. There's a lot of April Fool's stuff that I want to be real, and this was just one of them. They also, you know, there was also things that were not a joke. So, like, there was a For Honor. Ubisoft brought out a teaser for For Honor, the game, you know, where different battle, like a warrior versus a ninja. Yes. So that's what For Honor is. They had rabbits, those crazy funky rabbits running around in this game and just killing a warrior in swarms. And I'm like, this has to be fake. And Ubisoft's like, nope. For, you know, for a certain amount of time, I'm probably sure it's going to be over by now. But you can actually have rabbits come in into For Honor and kill your warrior or ninja or whatever. Did you find anything that you fell for during April Fool's?
I was actually able to avoid a lot of situations.
Really?
I also, like, the problem is that, I have to be honest, whenever, when it's April Fool's, I just don't even, like, trust anything. Like, I, at this point, I also have a bad history of attempting my own April Fool's and having people believe me and get really mad. So, the holiday has a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth, unfortunately, just because I feel like I can't celebrate it well without getting people mad. But Robbie says in the chat that the Garrus body pillow, I did see that. The Garrus body pillow, and it's real. And
it
I
is
need
real.
This in my life, like, immediately. I just remembered about this, and I need to buy it now.
And it's available through this weekend on Monday, and I believe it's jinx.com, and it's only like $29.99, so you can get the body pillow cover. It doesn't come with the plushie or anything, but it's
I know,
the body
I need
cover.
To get an extra. I don't have any body pillow, so...
It's good. Yeah, she feels good. Anyway, IGN actually brought out a Nintendo Direct, their own Nintendo Direct. Have you seen this trailer? It is hilarious. So,
get a chance to.
Oh, no.
Tell me about it.
So Nintendo, you know, Nintendo usually comes out with Nintendo Direct. They feature their upcoming releases. IGN spoofed it and said, hey, we're going to have everything come out on the Nintendo Switch. Like, everything. I noticed Metal Gear Solid 2 was on there. I'm like, what? This is weird. So they did really great with it because they did exactly like, you know, they come out with a Japanese spokesperson and he's speaking in Japanese and it has a subtitle and everything. I actually almost fell for it. And then I'm like, wait, is this real Nintendo? No, it's from IGN.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, and then also, you know, Reddit, you know, all the toxicity, and, you know, April Fool's Day would have been awesome for all the memes and whatever that goes on Reddit. Reddit actually chose to close out Reddit/games and said, hey, let's use it for something good. Here, let's suggest Able Gamers. Go donate to them, which I think is freaking awesome. The subreddit has like 1.7 million subscribers, so that would actually, you know, go out there, give the word.
Yeah, I was super excited when I heard about this, just because, like, yeah, Reddit, I mean, it's hard to say, because Reddit has, like, some pockets that are really good, because there's so many subreddits, but, like, especially something as big as our games, it's just such a toxic community, and so it's just really cool to see even the moderators kind of recognizing this and making this decision, and just putting it out there unapologetically, like, nope, these are real problems, go donate to these organizations, and I'm sure people were mad, but...
Yeah.
You know, but the people who thought about it and actually did it, I'm sure it, I really hope that it made it at least a small difference to those organizations.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I can't believe I'm saying this, but good on you, Reddit.
And Carletta in our Twitch chat says, my favorite was from Square Enix with the Omega Smart Speaker. So basically, Final Fantasy XIV put out a April Fool's video where, you know, instead of the Google Alexa, they have the little Omega. It's an Omega is basically a robot that just is designed to control and kill you. So you have a family that has Omega's like, Omega, please do this. And then Omega's like, I don't know, something like programmed to kill you or something like that over and over. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. But that is if you are a Final Fantasy fan. So did you fall for any April Fool's jokes? Which was your favorite? Let us know on social media at CheckpointXP at Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP at Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So lately, there has been a picture that's been going around on social media. I'm going to read this. It's pretty long, so bear with me. So it says, "All right, no, you're not a gamer. I'm so sick of all these people who think they're gamers. No, you're not. Most of you are not even close to being gamers. I see these people saying, I put well over 100 hours in this game. It's great. That's nothing. Most of us can easily put 300 plus in all of our games. I see people who only have the Nintendo Switch and claim to be gamers. Come talk to me when you pick up a PS4 controller. Then we can be friends. Dear all women, Pokemon is not a real game. Animal Crossing is not a real game. The Sims is not a real game. Mario is not a real game. Stardew Valley is not a real game. Mobile games are not real games. Put down the baby games and play something that requires challenge and skill for once. Sincerely, all of the actual gamers."
All right, Dark Soulsian, try hard.
I think that's where it's from. Is that where it's from? I don't know.
Maybe. But the other thing, like, part of me has to wonder if this is a joke just because it's so, like, are you kidding me? Also, I can't help but love how for the dear all women, like, what boundary can we cross where we can finally be acknowledged that we're gamers?
Exactly.
When we're playing mobile or The Sims, they're like, not a real game. Then we're like, okay, well, I'm going to play Pokemon. Not a real game. And now they're like, well, I'm playing Mario. Not a real game.
Pokemon's like, been around since the 90s. We have men who still play Pokemon. Even on Pokemon Mario? Go, that makes you a gamer. A game is a game. You're a gamer.
Yeah, I put well over 100 hours, and that's nothing. Part of me just, I don't, like, where did this even come from? Because, like, part of me has to wonder, I only say this just because I don't like putting too much energy and getting upset when someone's really just, like, saying something dumb. And so part of me has to wonder, like, was this person serious when they wrote it? But if they were, and unfortunately probably are some people that feel this way.
Right.
Yikes. Yikes. Get a life.
Oh, that's horrible.
Excuse me, I'll have you know that I read that you're not a gamer unless you can fit an entire PS4 up your... Never mind.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse
Stop it.
Me.
No.
So that voice you heard was actually Joe from our flagship show, Checkpoint XP. As I said before, we excuse the background noise. I am actually at the NAB show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We're actually setting up. So I apologize again for the background noise and for Joe, because he... Yeah.
It's okay.
But...
Oh, I apologize on everyone's behalf.
Anyway, that did take into a question. We actually had this question on our Twitch chat a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately we were unable to address it on the show, on the actual podcast show. But if you do follow our YouTube at Checkpoint XP, we did get a same question, which is basically going to the same, you know, meme that's been going on. The question was asking, do you consider girls who play Candy Crush to be gamers? And yes, I mean,
yes.
My mom plays Candy Crush, and I consider her a gamer. She actually beat me at a puzzle game a long time ago and called herself Queen Faye to put her name up on top on the high score. But that's another story. But
I remember, because we kind of mentioned this before. I'm going to say it though again. When we got this question, my main actually reaction was, why are you only targeting girls? Are you saying that the boys who play Candy Crush are gamers? Because there are boys who play Candy Crush.
Yeah,
like, this isn't just a girls' game. There's really no game that's just that only boys or girls play. We only perceive it that way.
Right.
You know? So it's just kind of a silly question to put that. And also, I am not going to put down my ladies that do play Candy Crush on their phones, you know?
Or Farmville or Clash
or
of Clans.
You know? And actually, honestly, in some ways, I have to let them know that they're gamers, because I have had, you know, I have had friends, boys and girls, that will say things like, oh no, I don't play video games, but I really do enjoy, you know, Farmville, Candy Crush. I'm like, well, then you do.
Exactly.
You found a game that you liked. You just don't like those other games, you know? And so, you know, I think when you try to draw a line in the sand, some there's no you can't. You just can't. And I think when you try to gatekeep, you know, what's a real gamer, that's just nonsense. You know, let us all enjoy what we enjoy, you know? There's nothing wrong with people having preferences, you know? Don't shame people for what they enjoy to play.
Yeah, definitely. And you did put up a good point. They also targeted just women and girls in these questions and whatnot. And it's like, that's not fair whatsoever. Come on now, I can game as much as you can game. So, again, I'm going to reiterate, a game is a game. When you play a game, you're a gamer. Period.
Yes. And also, people who think that games are just for boys are, is the result. I'm going to get another rant, so I got to be careful. It's just a result of a marketing ploy that's like over 20 or 30 years old at this point. Because after the gaming crash, because it used to be games were seen as just a family thing, all anyone could play. After the video game crash in like the 80s, marketing teams were like, we need to pick a demographic. So they picked boys. So yeah, so screw our advertising commitments. Just play it anyway.
Man, we got Sarah ranting in this episode today.
It's not that hard. Especially if you bring up sexism. I'm on all cylinders there.
Dark Flex in the Twitch chat says, that's the same argument people used to make, that people who only played FPS games, so first-person shooter games, or sports games, weren't really gamers either. Oh, you only play Call of Duty? You're not a real gamer. Which is just dumb.
Like, I personally am not a huge fan of Call of Duty or, you know, sports games, but a lot of people are, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, yes, they like games. Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, everyone plays. Carlet in chat, what about people who think games are for only the young? I mean, just last week we reported about Shirley Curly, the grandma gamer.
I know.
Come on now.
She's wonderful. This is actually an issue. Like, I have had people, because I work with kids, and I have had that issue where I even have a kid that I service who's even talked about, like, how he kind of doesn't like the idea of growing up because he thinks he'll have to give up his games. And it's like, no. That's not true. And I think, like, that's kind of an old thought just because a lot of people in the older demographic didn't grow up with games, but a lot of us have now. Yeah. And it's going to follow us.
Yeah,
you know?
Gaming is very common right now. I mean, you see it everywhere. You probably have seen a console somewhere in someone's household. And almost every household must have some kind of gaming console. Or even on the phone. Exactly. So, you know, everyone's a gamer. I'm going to say that. Just everyone is a gamer, period.
Everyone likes to play games sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to take it to the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us today at Not Your Player 2 Podcast. Our regular live stream and recording, again, is every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Remember to join us for the discussion. We will take out and read out your comments on this chat. You can find Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the podcast. Leave us a review, please, because we do want to read it on the show. Checkpoint XP is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and our other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show at Checkpoint XP, as well as other podcasts such as the Checkpoint Daily Show, Checkpoint On Demand Podcast, and Low Team Damage, our anything and everything podcast about Overwatch and the Overwatch League. Thank you again so much for joining us here on Not Your Player 2, and we are signing off. Bye-bye.